There's both praise and criticism from Republicans for President Trump's strategy in Afghanistan unveiled last night. It included few details, no timeline, but the president said it would not be for nation building, rather for killing terrorists.
America's enemies must never know our plans or believe they can wait us out. I will not say when we are going to attack, but attack we will.
On Fox News, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham praised Donald Trump for, as Trump said, resisting his own instinct to pull troops out from this, the longest war in U.S. history.
President Trump has the smarts and the moral courage to listen to his generals and take their advice rather than going the political way. And I'm so proud he did, because unlike Obama, President Trump is listening to his generals. And to my colleagues in Congress, you will own a no vote.
But others tweeted out that the president doubled down on perpetual war. Joining us, Rick Klein, ABC News political director. Hi, Rick.
Great to be with you.
And I was following your tweets last night. At one point, it was the point when President Trump said he was going against his own better instincts in doing this. And you tweeted out, Trump really likes generals and/but he's setting them up for blame if the strategy doesn't work by saying he's going against his own instincts. Take that further.
I think at the moment that the president does something that he almost never does, which is to say, I was wrong, he is still looking for an off-ramp, an exit ramp. And I think in saying that he was dealt a bad hand and inherited a mess, blaming President Obama for that, and making clear that he's going against his own instincts, if this goes south, and there's no way to judge the metrics of this one way or the other, but if it goes south, he is in a position where he'd be able to say, I knew that this wasn't going to work, and I said so at the time. So I think he has given himself an out, even at this moment, that he seems to be taking charge of a situation.
Yeah, well, the president would seem to be diminished by acknowledging that he's not listening to his own instincts. It was the Michigan Republican Justin Amash who tweeted that the president doubled down on perpetual war after the speech. Steve Bannon's Breitbart News. Steve Bannon back at work there. Slammed the president for a flip-flop on Afghanistan because, again, as a private citizen, he argued for pulling troops out of a war that polls show most Americans think is a mistake. So, you know, why would you get up as president and say, this isn't my instinct? I mean, that sends a message to everyone that you don't maybe believe it.
Well, in one level, it would be hard to say otherwise, just because this is one of the few areas where Donald Trump has actually been perfectly consistent. He has said this as a private citizen, as you mentioned, as a candidate. He wanted out of Afghanistan. He wanted to pull U.S. troops out. He came in with that predilection. I think he's trying to demonstrate to his base, to his supporters, as well as people that don't support him, that he's learning and that he's evolving. And again, he's not a guy that likes to say, I was wrong, but I think he came pretty close last night. And I think he has a handle on his base, and I think if he casts this as, look, this is the war on terrorism, and I have learned, I think he's got a better chance of bringing him along, despite the skepticism that you cite.
What about troop commitment? It's been widely reported the generals, in their discussions with the president, asked for 4,000 more troops. He seemed to be endorsing that last night, saying he was going to go along with this, but didn't mention the number.
Yeah, I think it is something artificial in him not using a number when everyone knows the number. Obviously, our allies will know the number. American generals will know the number. It's going to be out there. It's out there already. I think it's more of a symbolic statement, because one of the things he was so critical of President Obama on was to telegraph our next move. So he doesn't want to use numbers. He doesn't want to use dates. He doesn't want to use timelines. The flip side is, what, one, we're going to know anyway. And second, it's just going to be hard to judge whether this strategy is actually getting the job done, because it's very hard to discern out of that 25-minute plus address last night and all the explanations today, what exactly is he doing? What is he doing that's different, and how do you judge whether it's actually working?
Well, the president opens by stiffly reading some comments from a teleprompter about the deadly Charlottesville protests. He said, you know, we can't send men and women to fight our wars abroad without peace at home. He talked about people, Americans, loving each other. It was followed on CNN by a town hall with House Speaker Paul Ryan, saying President Trump messed up in his news conference last Tuesday when he, you know, equated white supremacists with counter-protesters in Charlottesville. Then others have said, well, where was Paul Ryan in criticizing, you know, the president last week? So what's going on there politically?
Well, the president's damaged by this. This was a major moment, and you saw, and not just his typical critics, but friends and allies and supporters, the business community, people that had booked his club in Mar-a-Lago for fundraising events. They had all turned on the president over Charlottesville, and they had made clear. Ambassador Nikki Haley was in Good Morning America today. She said that she had a phone call with the president about Charlottesville. So it was clear that he had major cleanup to do on this. And again, the president's not one to apologize. But watching that speech last night, of course, it was about Afghanistan. Of course, it was about South Asia, but it was really about Charlottesville at the beginning in particular. And yeah. I thought that was telling in terms of the president's mindset of trying to regain some authority.
Well, you've got about a minute left here. So just respond to McClatchy reporting that a deal might be in the works to win funding for Trump's border wall. He's, of course, holding a rally in Arizona tonight. In exchange for the funding, Trump would let so-called dreamers stay in the U.S., but that would break a campaign pledge. Your thoughts?
It would break a pledge. It would also be a tough pill to swallow for so many Democrats who feel like the president, first of all, isn't someone you can do business with. And secondly, he's already moved that way on the so-called dreamers. And why would you give him funding for the border wall? So this has been buzzing for a while. I think it's interesting timing for the news to break because he is making this trip to the border. He is going to be in Arizona. And he'll be testing, frankly, that pledge that he made just last night of being more civil, of being more open to others' beliefs. This is a campaign rally 3 years before the presidential election. There's no need to have this event. The tone he sets, I think, will be important.
And, of course, a week after a deadly death in Charlottesville. Rick Klein, ABC News political director. Thank you.
Thank you.